All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today into one of the biggest topics that we talk about on the show.
Absolutely.
And that is anti-harassment compliance.
Yeah.
But specifically...
In California.
In California.
Yes. And the Golden State.
Golden State, exactly.
It's a whole other ball game out there.
It's different.
Yeah.
It is. So we've got our usual stack of articles, notes, things to reference.
Right.
And... what's our mission today? What are we trying to get across to our listeners?
I think we really want to just break down how to stay compliant, what to do if you have employees in California, because it is one of the strictest states for anti-harassment.
Absolutely.
And it's only getting
tougher.
Tougher, yeah.
Absolutely. So let's start with just this idea of like California's approach.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? Why is it so different?
You know, a lot of states are kind of playing catch up. Mm-hmm. But California's on the offense. They're being really proactive. I mean, you see it in their training requirements.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
So many states only require supervisors to go through training.
Right.
California says every employee, day one.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter your position.
Wow.
You're getting trained.
Okay. So day one, employee walks in.
They're getting that anti-harassment training.
That is intense.
It is.
What's the philosophy behind that? Like, why are they going so hard?
Well, I think they're trying to minimize risk.
Okay.
Both for the employees and the employers.
Okay. Makes sense.
You know, stop it before it starts.
Totally.
Create a culture of respect from the beginning.
Right.
And for businesses, it's really about protecting themselves, too.
I was going to say, what happens if you don't comply?
Not good things.
Yeah.
I mean, you open yourself up to lawsuits, huge fines.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
And just the PR nightmare, the reputational damage.
Oh, totally. Nobody wants that. Nobody needs that hanging over their head.
Exactly.
So we've got all this in mind. So you're a business owner. You've got employees in California.
Right.
What's step one? What's the first thing you need to tackle?
Prevention is key.
Okay.
I mean, that's where that training comes in.
Makes sense.
AB 1825 is the law that everyone needs to know.
Okay, so jot that one down, folks.
Yeah, write that down. But it can't just be a check-the-box exercise.
Right.
The training has to be engaging. It's got to be relevant.
Oh, interesting.
Give employees the tools to actually recognize harassment, to know what to do if they see it or experience it.
So quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. What else falls under this whole prevention umbrella?
Think of it like building a safety net.
Okay.
And one of the biggest pieces is having a solid policy.
Okay.
Not just some vague statement about be nice.
Right.
It needs to lay out very clearly what is harassment.
Okay.
What are the different types?
Give me some examples. Yeah.
Things like quid pro quo. Right. Mm. This idea that you're getting something in return for a sexual favor or you're being punished for not giving in.
Totally.
And then... hostile work environment, too.
That's a big one.
That can be a little harder to define.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially any behavior that is unwelcome, that's severe or pervasive enough to create a really intimidating or offensive work environment.
Yeah, that's tricky.
It is.
Because it's so subjective sometimes.
It really is. And then your policy also needs to lay out the reporting process.
Okay, yeah. How do you report it?
Right. And what are the consequences if you're found to have violated the policy?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And this is the other thing. It can't just be, you know, you write it once and you put it on a shelf and forget about it.
Oh, interesting.
You need to review it regularly, update it.
So kind of a living document.
Yeah.
Because the law's always changing, right?
Exactly. The law's always changing.
Society's changing.
Yeah. Social norms are changing.
Okay. So prevention, super important.
Absolutely.
But what happens if... despite your best efforts, an incident does happen.
Then you need a rock-solid response system in place.
Okay.
California law is really clear on this. You have to promptly and thoroughly investigate every single complaint.
Every single complaint.
Every single one.
Okay, and promptly, what does that mean?
As soon as you become aware of it, you need to take action.
Okay, and what does a thorough investigation look like? Like, what are the steps involved there?
So, it's more than just asking a few questions.
Right here.
You need to have a really detailed process in place that ensures it's impartial,
right?
That protects confidentiality as much as possible.
Makes sense.
And you need to be documenting everything.
Wow. So much paperwork.
Right. But it's important.
I'm getting overwhelmed just thinking about it.
I know. It's a lot.
Are there any, like, real-world examples you can give us?
Yeah.
Like, cautionary tales of how not to handle a complaint.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, give me one.
There's a really famous case. It's called the Ellerth case.
Okay, Ellerth, yeah.
And basically, the company in this case didn't take prompt action. Hmm. They didn't have a very thorough investigation process.
Okay.
And they ended up being held liable.
Even though
they didn't even know about the harassment at first.
Wow.
It's a good example of how ignorance is not a defense.
Right. You can't just plead ignorance.
Nope.
Okay. So we've got prevention.
Yes.
We've got response.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that businesses should be aware of thinking about?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that this isn't a finish line.
Okay.
This is an ongoing journey.
Interesting.
Compliance is a journey.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, the legal landscape is always changing.
Right.
There are new laws being passed.
Give me an example.
Like recently, California expanded protection for LGBTQ plus individuals.
Right.
So you need to be aware of those new laws.
Totally.
And then court decisions, too. They set new precedents.
So staying informed is key.
It's critical.
This sounds like a full-time job in itself.
It can be.
Yeah.
But it's an investment worth making.
Okay. I like that.
And, you know, beyond just keeping up with the laws, the real goal should be to move beyond just compliance.
Okay, interesting.
And actually create a culture of respect in your workplace.
So it's not just about avoiding lawsuits.
Exactly.
It's about something bigger.
It's about creating a workplace where people feel safe.
Right.
Valued.
Yeah.
Empowered to speak up if something's wrong.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
But how do you actually do that? Like, how do you build that kind of culture?
It starts at the top.
Okay.
Leadership needs to set the tone.
Right.
Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk.
Right. Lead by example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make it clear that harassment is not going to be tolerated. And really champion initiatives that foster inclusion.
Okay. Like what? Give me some examples.
Things like diversity and inclusion training,
mm-hmm.
mentorship programs,
okay.
employee resource groups.
Okay.
All those things contribute to a more positive, supportive environment.
I like it. Okay. So let's do a quick recap for our listeners before we wrap things up.
Sure.
So we've talked about why California's approach is so unique,
mm-hmm.
very strict, very proactive.
Absolutely.
And we went into the nitty-gritty of prevention.
Yeah.
The training, the policies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talked about having a strong response system.
Right. For when things go wrong.
Because let's face it, they might.
They might. Even with the best prevention in the world.
And we talked about how this is an ongoing process.
Yes. Always be learning, always be adapting.
Absolutely. Anything else we need to hit before we sign off?
I think you covered it really well.
Okay, good.
But I will leave our listeners with this.
Okay.
How can we, as businesses, go beyond just checking the boxes?
Right.
How do we actually create a workplace where everyone can thrive?
Yeah, I love that.
It's a challenge,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a huge opportunity.
Okay, so something to ponder, folks.
Something to think about.
As always, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And remember, resources are out there. Keep learning, keep adapting, and let's all work towards making our workplaces the best they can be.
Here, here.
Until next time.
See ya.
Yeah. Bye.